Michael and Anna lived in a small mill town with their daughter May. When Anna could no longer work in the mill because her bones and joints hurt so much, losing the money was hard. Things got tight, times were difficult, and so Michael and Anna decided they would ask for a roomer in their upper attic. Word went out in the village that someone could rent the attic room, and after a few days, a knock came to the door. When Anna opened the door, she saw an old man who had lived a hard life. His face was lined, his hair was thin, but his eyes were blue like the sky, and they sparkled. The captain, as they came to call him, was looking for a home. He had run away to the sea when he was 10 years old, and he had spent the last 50 years of his life there. The captain living upstairs was wonderful. He would tell stories at night, stories of magical places, wonderful places, places like Singapore, Madagascar, Tahiti, Polynesia, places in Africa, South America, all the wonderful places he had been, the adventures he had had. And Anna and May and Michael would sit and listen for hours. As the weather began to get cold, Michael and Anna knew the captain would probably never live to see spring. The coughing that came from the upper rooms, the coughing shook the house at times. And so it was that Michael and May and Anna would go upstairs and listen to his stories. One night, the captain asked them to come upstairs. He took an old carved box from his sea chest, and he held it in his weathered hands. In the box are three wishes. When I was a young man, I saved a boy from sharks, and the boy's grandmother on that island was said to be a witch. She gave me this box and said, "Use your wishes well." Now my mates, they laughed at me. They said, "Oh, three wishes, ha!" But there are too many things in this world I've seen which I could not explain. And with my life, I had no need for the wishes, but I would like to give them to you. And the captain handed Anna the strangely carved box. And that night, the captain died. Without the extra money from the captain's rent, times became very hard again. The money ran out. People were knocking at their door asking for bills to be paid. And Michael and Anna sat not knowing what to do next. And it was May who said, "Well, we've got the three wishes. The captain gave us three wishes. We should use one." And Michael laughed at his daughter and said, "Oh, girl, to have your head in the clouds. The world doesn't work on wishes." And Anna stopped and thought that, well, what could it hurt if they made the wishes? The worst that could happen is they wouldn't come true. They would be no worse off. And if they had even just $200, they could pay their bills. $200, it wasn't a fortune, but they could pay their bills. And so Anna took the carved box off the mantel and set it on the table. The three of them didn't know who should open the box. And finally, Anna lifted the lid. And they gasped when they saw what was inside, because inside was a hand. It looked like a child's hand. But as Anna lifted out the hand, they realized it was a paw, a monkey's paw. Anna held that paw in her own gnarled and bent hands, and she said, I wish for $200. And then she screamed and dropped the paw. She said it moved. It moved when I made that wish. Michael laughed and said, "Well, where's our $200? It should be on the table." Anna still said, "But it moved. It moved." They put the paw away. Michael again made a joke, and as they got ready for bed, patted his daughter on the head and stroked her, kissed his wife goodnight, and they all went to sleep. In the morning, there was no money sitting on the table. Again, Michael said, "Well, we've made our wish. Where's our $200? And this time they all laughed at their foolishness. Anna was brushing May's hair. You see, there was a young man at the mill who May wanted to catch his eye. And as Anna brushed her hair and tied the ribbons just so, she remembered what it was like to live, with your head in the clouds. And again, Michael joked, "Well, I want that money here by tonight," and headed out the door. In the afternoon, Anna saw people coming down to the house. It was Michael. It was the foreman from the mill. There were women from the mill. Anna's heart began to beat faster. She came running out of the house. She said, "What's wrong? Where's May? What's wrong?" And Michael, with tears in his eyes, said there had been an accident. May's skirt had been caught in some of the machinery, and she'd been pulled in. No one could stop the machines. And Anna said, "Where's May? I need to see my daughter." And the lady said, "No, you don't want to see her. It's better to remember her the way she was. She's dead. You don't want to see her." They buried May. And after the funeral, friends, neighbors came to the house. They sat and they kept company with Anna and Michael. They tried to comfort them. And then a knock came to the door. When Michael opened the door, he saw the company man. He wore a dark suit and a tall hat. He stepped into the house. He said the company was very sorry for the loss of their daughter, and this should compensate. And he placed an envelope on the table. And everyone watched as the company man left. Anna opened up the envelope. Inside was $200. She closed the envelope and just stared into the fire. For a long time, she didn't say anything. And finally, all she said was, "I killed her. I killed May." Michael said, What are you talking about? It was an accident. Accidents happen in the mill. People get hurt in the mill. People die in the mill. It was an accident. Anna said, "No, I made that wish. I killed her." From then on, all Anna would do was stare into the fire. She hardly ate anything. She wouldn't talk. She just stared into the fire. And when she did speak, all she would say is, "I killed May. I killed her." Michael watched his wife night after night, and there was nothing he could do. He tried to tell her it was a coincidence, but she wouldn't believe him. Finally, one night, as Anna stared into the fire, a strange look came into her eyes. and a strange smile crept over her lips. She said, I know. I know how to bring May back. Michael said, what are you talking about? Anna said, it's the wish. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I can make a wish and I can bring her back because it was my wish that took her away. Michael said, no, it was a coincidence. May's been dead for 2 weeks. Let her go, Anna. Let her go. Let her sleep. But Anna took the box down and opened the lid. She took out that strange paw and she held it in her hands and she said, send May back. Send my daughter back to me now. And Michael watched as the paw moved in his wife's hands. She put the paw back into the box. And she began to sing and hum. Oh, she was happy. And she went to sleep. It was a restful sleep, a sleep like she had not known for a long time. In the middle of the night, Michael woke up. His wife was shaking him. She said, listen, listen, it's May. She's come back. Michael said, what are you talking about? She said, listen. Michael listened. At first he thought it was just the wind blowing. But then it got closer. And he realized it was a voice. A voice. A voice that was singing. Hush, abide, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. When you said, no, it's just the wind. It's just the wind. Anna said, no, it's May. It's May. Don't you know? That's the song I sang to her when she was a baby. That's the song that would comfort her when she was scared, when she was frightened, when she was hurt. Oh, Michael, it's May. Michael said, no, May's dead. May's been buried for 2 weeks. She's been buried. She's dead. And then they heard steps on the porch. They heard the door move back and forth, but the latch was thrown. And then they heard a voice calling up.
Mama? Mama, I can't get into the house. Open the door, Mama. Mama?
Anna ran from the room. She headed down the stairs. Michael sat in disbelief. There was something wrong. Something wrong with that voice. What was it? What was it? He heard furniture being knocked aside. He heard Anna trying to open the door, but she couldn't open the bolts. And then it occurred to him. He realized what was wrong. It was the wish. The wish had been for May to come back. Not alive, not well, not whole, just sent back. And Michael grabbed for that box off the mantel. As he grabbed the paw out of the box, he heard the door finally open. He made the last wish as Anna began to scream, and he threw the paw into the fire. No one would ever use that damn thing again. And he ran downstairs. The door stood open. The room was empty except for Anna, who lay huddled on the floor sobbing. As Michael passed the door, he saw on the frame where you would rest your hand, blood. He lifted Anna up, and she held something tight in her hand, and as he pried it open, there were dirty hair ribbons clutched in her hand. Michael doesn't talk about what happened that night. If you were just to meet him, you would not know anything strange had ever happened. But those who have known him a long time, they see that his eyes are dull now. And if Michael ever, ever hears anyone say, "Oh, I wish," he says in a voice that's so cold it makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, he says, "Don't you ever wish for anything. And if you do, you pray to God that it does not come true." And Anna? Anna doesn't come out of the house much anymore. But on sunny days, she'll sit on the porch. And she looks at you with eyes that do not see you. She holds a rag doll in her arms and rocks quietly on the porch. And if you step up close, you can hear that she's singing. Singing to the rag doll. Down in the meadow, sitting in the sun, lies a poor little lambie. Bees and butterflies picking at its eyes. Poor little thing is crying, mammy. Hush, abide, don't you cry. Go